Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
It's Mutto and Margo, and we're lucky to have you in the studio. I know you almost got caught in Rockhampton for the whole weekend. Good to have you back today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
It'll be tough.
Happy to be back in Brisbane. I've never been so pleased to be here.
Just in time.
I mean, I love Rockhampton. I had a wonderful time, but there was just one person and 3 minutes between me and a plane home, which caused some serious delays because there just so happened to be a tornado at the same time.
I know you don't like raising your voice. Oh, yes, you do. But did you raise your voice towards her?
I didn't. I was so maybe a little bit passive aggressive, but I was very passive and less aggressive, Marto. Yeah, but possibly very condescending.
It's Rockhampton. Like, for someone to say, right, rules don't apply in Rockhampton.
It was 3 minutes.
Yeah, I know. That's
3 minutes.
That's arsehole behaviour.
Which then became 5 hours.
Arsehole behaviour.
And about 10 wines.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Well, I got in trouble from our boss. I posted something to my social media. He messaged me and said, take it down. I went, ooh, okay.
Oh.
I was a bit drunky. I was happy. I was having fun. I was having a laugh.
You're helping the economy.
I was helping the economy.
Can I just talk about Uber drivers? I hate them.
Yeah.
See, can you be defamatory? So that's true.
No.
No, that's all I need to say. I hate them.
Is that because you're banned from Uber?
Yeah. How can you have a lifetime ban?
What'd he do?
How can you have a lifetime ban? Oh, well, one occasion, they attempt to run over a couple of young men, my son and his mate, and you complain. If you ever put a complaint about Uber, I'm telling you now, anyone, give us a ring sometime. Mm. If you put a complaint in, you're banned immediately.
And they discriminate Uber. We had two Ubers cancel on us while we were up in Norfolk because my girlfriend's rating wasn't high enough, and because she'd had some drunken girlfriends in the back of her car, she got a bad Uber rating, and so they just discriminated and went, oh no, we don't want her, she's a 4.5.
I'd like to wipe Uber out of Brisbane. Like, that's what I would like to do. The night the guy got me, so the second one, he was just in the wrong.
Maybe
he was just a rude person having a bad day.
We should get Didi on board.
Didi, hola, hola.
Hola, hola, Didi.
Goodbye.
Redcliffe Dolphins, you need a sleeve sponsor.
Oh,
Didi. The Didi Dolphins.
Oh,
has a good ring to it.
Doesn't it?
Remarkable.
We need to speak to the boss.
It's going to be a song. Didi Dolphins.
Okay. Big Breakfast.
Shh, I hate you, Uber.
The Triple M Big Breakfast Catch-Up Podcast for the Great Queensland Getaway, where you can fly for $75, stay for less, and do more. Be quick. These incredible deals end October 31 or until sold out. Visit queensland.com for all the details.
Holly Breen, his humour ain't clean. With his handlebar moustache, he looks mean. It's Holly Breen.
Ah, yeah. Are you happy with that?
Mate, I'm pumped up. I'm fired up. It's a great day down here in Victoria. We've had Freedom Day.
Of course,
so to speak.
Incredible.
You know, it's not really Freedom Day. It's more like you were doing hard time and then they let you out into the care of an incompetent parent. So, you know, not so much freedom as it is you don't even know how to buy food anymore. But you know what? It couldn't have come soon enough. I'm still yet allowed to go into the Melbourne studios for Triple M because we had one case there. Today I'm in the office surrounded by carny equipment because we're a carny family. If I don't get let out of this house soon, I will start eating my children because not out of necessity of food, just because they're pushing the envelope of my patience. Just 2 days ago, I'd got up at 10 to 6 in the morning, which seems like a very appropriate time when I have nothing on, but the children were like, well, we're up, let's go. And I was sitting quietly having my coffee, thinking, here's just a little bit of moment of peace. And then the four-year-old walked in and go, hey, Dad, I broke the key. And what he'd done is we just keep a key in the deadbolt of the back door. So we'd just lock it at night and sort of use it as the door handle.
Hey.
And he'd looked at that and just got a piece of wood and whacked the key and snapped it off inside the lock.
Bugger.
It was not an easy solution of just grab some tweezers or pliers and pull that key out because it's got to be in the right position, right? So I had to take the whole deadbolt out of the door and I'm sitting at the kitchen table performing surgery on this thing. And then I was like, the one-year-old is very quiet. And as you guys know, when children are quiet, it's worse when they're screaming in pain.
Mm.
Because at least when they're screaming in pain, you go, well, I know where they are. I'll give it a moment. But when they're quiet, you're like, what's happening now?
Mm.
And so I just got up and calmly walked around the corner into the toilet. And the one-year-old had unravelled an entire roll of toilet paper and had put it into the toilet bowl. And Walter, the four-year-old, had just been on that toilet, and he's not a flusher. And so she was putting all of this toilet paper in the bowl and then wiping her face. I'm like, okay, well, I'll stop the job I'm doing at the moment. And I picked her up, and I put her in the hog tie position, right, because she's only What's little. That? So I just used one hand. Well, that's... I had Pin both em. Her hands and both of her feet, in my hands and just carried her
like
through the house, just dripping crap water through the house and just dumped her in the bath. And then she was having a great time. It was 8:30 in the morning. She was like, this is so much fun. And I went back to my job of trying to get the key out of the deadlock. And then I was like, wait a minute. Now Walter's very quiet. Now, I've told you guys this before, that I've got a stupid one-and-a-half-year-old Kelpie, and I've been shoveling its relentless dog poo into the holes that it digs around the perimeter of the yard.
Yeah.
Well, Walter had seen that and thought, what an opportunity just to get really tactile, and had got her water bowl, tipped that into the hole, and then was just sloshing around like he was about to build a cob house.
Oh, good
Lord. Like, Dad, I've made mud. And he was literally, from arsehole to breakfast, covered in the dog's poo. So, I'm looking forward to getting up there to Queensland without the children.
Not to gender stereotype, but I hope that men who have had to stay at home a lot more during this pandemic realise what it's like to be a stay-at-home mum, and maybe might fight on our behalves for maybe a wage, I don't know, or just a little bit of leeway perhaps.
I have realised what it's like to be a stay-at-home mum, and I've also realised I don't want to have to feel what that's like ever again. And I will pay $2 to the dollar for every woman in the country. Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to afford it, but honestly, power to your sisters, because this shit ain't for me.
Wow. Thanks again, mate.
Thanks, legends.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Oh, Margo, look what I pick up in the paper. This is why I read the paper. Mass brawl leaves four over 50s in hospital.
Oh,
a group of mature-age men and women in their 50s and 60s have ended up in hospital
after
a brawl at a country Queensland pub got out of hand. I'll then go a bit deeper. Now, Wallaville.
What country? Yeah, where are we?
Just off the Bruce Highway. You go
here.
Past Childers and about, before you get to Gingin, so it's just off the highway. I've never been there, but the pub looks bloody terrific.
Yeah, my father-in-law stops through there on his way up to, like, Mackay Town.
If he knows the Wallaville, because it was going off on Saturday arvo, Saturday night. Queensland Ambulance Service took four people to hospital on Saturday night in what police have termed a drunken fight between eight people at the Wallaville Hotel. Everyone was over 50.
It was
an even fight. Two did not require a trip to hospital. Four others did. Man in his 50s suffered a head injury. Hope he's okay. Another man in his 60s being dealt a serious leg injury. And two women in their 50s received minor head injuries. So they got involved too.
Got into it.
It's good.
My goodness.
While police noted a drunken fight had broken out, no formal complaints had been made at the time of publishing. What does that mean to you? They got a bit pissed and they're friends, and none of these injuries probably resulted from being hit. Most of them would have been misses and fall overs and then, Jesus,
dear.
I hurt my leg or bumped my head on the table.
On,
all right, so obviously there was no hate at the end of it, which is good. But you know what? You know what it does shine a light on?
Golden oldies.
Golden oldies. You know how we love old people having a bloody crack at things, and that's what we want here.
Well, sometimes we talk about the overly enthusiastic oldies, Marto.
Yep.
You know, they like to get out and about and do things, and they probably shouldn't be doing it out at their age. Like an Indian couple in their 70s doing IVF and giving birth to a child.
Whoa.
At 70.
Whoa.
Indian woman. Yeah, they never had a child and they decided...
Thought they'd have a go.
Late in life that they'd have a go, and they'd seen all these young people doing IVF and thought we can too.
What were they doing between 20 and 70?
I'm not sure. Just living their life to the fullest. Childless.
Hold on. That falls into that other category. We have had this chat one day about these people. Overly optimistic oldies.
Like, I hope they live for a long time because they've got a little baby to raise.
Exactly. Well, I've talked about my mum. She's 83 now, mum, and she bought a new car. I said, well, that's a bit optimistic. Or that guy at her lives near her, he was in his 90s and he bought a new pair of shoes. I remember. Oh, I'm not tiger. You could have just gone down to the op shop and got a pair.
When we were at the beach on the weekend, there was an older gentleman, elderly gentleman, wearing a G-string.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, come on.
Overly confident.
Who's giving it up for him? Like, who's he after? Is he after a 40-year-old who's been through a rough trot?
Oh, that's an old man.
Oh, all right. Now, listen, you know, think about your rallies. Think about the bloke lives up the corner, the woman over the road. Are they overly... Will we go optimistic? Are you happy?
Old people up ladders.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
That's always a good one. Granddad's on the roof again, Mum.
Righto. Aldi's still going strong. If they're throwing a punch... Or whatever.
All right, so 1-3-3-5-3, overly optimistic oldies, or just the oldies are still going out, whatever that may be.
Is Uncle Daryl 82 and still having a go at something? That's what we want.
Getting into punch-ons up the coast.
Oh, I don't know about that.
My grandfather's 90, still brewing his own beer under his house. Loves it.
Optimistic. I don't know, he'll be there for the bottling. Will he be around for the bottling?
Adrian from Brackenridge, hello.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Yeah, have you got a...
You got an oldie still giving it a red hot go?
Mate, I certainly do. My old boy, mate, he's in his mid-70s, ex-builder. He's pretty fit, but he fancies himself as a bit of a ninja warrior after watching it on TV, so decided to build himself a full height, 7.5 metre high by 12 metre long ninja course.
Oh, my God.
In his backyard, Adrian?
Good on him.
Yeah, it is. It's in his backyard, but the problem is he's got some questionable safety concerns. Oh, so,
did he build it himself?
No, he had it professionally built.
What?
He had it professionally built, but the safety part of it, he's doing himself. So he's got himself a nice 20-kilo bucket of concrete as a counterweight over the top of an 8-metre wall. So if he does slip... Yeah, the only thing missing on that bucket's Acme.
Does he have...
Yes, exactly. Reference for the Roadrunner there, thank you.
Does he have intentions of potentially trying out for the show, Ninja Warrior, perhaps?
I think he fancies himself a shot.
Yeah. Now, Adrian, he could go on as the Guinness World Records oldest man to compete in Ninja Warrior or something. There could be a,
if 12-year-olds
could be a marketing opportunity
in
this, Adrian. We might keep your details.
12-year-olds go on The Voice and stuff. Why can't we have a few dislocated hips and stuff on Ninja Seniors? Thanks, Adrian. Hey, can you keep us updated on how he does go with that?
Did he say how old he was?
He's mid-70s.
Yeah, mid-70s.
Good on him.
Hey, Adrian, long weekend coming up. How about we send you some beer? Last time we gave away beer, it was to a recovering alcoholic. You're okay with the Brick Lane draft, though, are you?
Mate, I'd love it. Yeah. Love
all yours. Brick Lane, find it at your local Dan Murphy's. Have a great long weekend.
It's a weird thing when we get nervous about giving away beer on a Monday morning because people will knock us back, isn't it?
Triple M.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Hey, if you took the most popular term in the news cycle in the last few days, net zero emissions. It's everywhere. Oh, net zero emissions. Net zero emissions.
That and
Vaxathon
would be the two top ones, wouldn't they, Marto?
Yeah, Vaxathon's more local. Net zero. You going to Glasgow? Yeah, I think so. Maybe not. Yeah, I might go. What's Glasgow, everyone? It's the climate. It's Boris Johnson's calling it the most important meeting in mankind's history.
Like incredible.
Okay. I think he's overstayed.
Don't they have a billboard or something in Times Square they're talking about?
Countdown clock?
Yeah, like net zero emissions Australia.
Well, by 2050. They all want 2050. All right, come on, everyone, sign on. Give it to us.
What are some of the things that we have to do by 2050
whatever? I'll just give you the quick, because everyone's going, what is net zero emissions?
It's a good point. It
refers to the balance between the amount of greenhouse gas that you're producing and the amount of emissions you're removing from the atmosphere. Right. So you're pumping it out.
Yep.
If you're going to pump it out, you want to be getting
taking
rid
it
of
back.
It. Okay. I don't know whether we're going to... What about... I don't know if they've thought about this.
But it's
with all
like
this
solar,
space travel. For solar, well,
like
that's not taking
like
it out.
Transfer over to solar.
Carbon capture.
Energy efficient
products.
They're
talking about carbon capture.
What is that?
It would be planting trees and stuff that. You've got to plant enough trees to offset... And I've never really paid much attention, and I don't know whether we do. And I know the big deal is, ScoMo, you've got to go over there, mate. You know, it's important that you go. Is it really important that we're there because we produce less than 1% of the world's the world's carbon.
I mean, the American president doesn't even know who Scott Morrison is. You know that fella from Down Under, Powell. I think he called him. Couldn't even remember his name.
The big thing is
insignificant.
China's not going. I don't know why everyone's getting so head up about everything. If the country that emits causes 30%. Isn't going, and they've got 57 coal-fired stations to every one that we have. We only have half a dozen here in Australia.
So they've got 57 for every one.
For every one that we have, this is the station, they have 57. And they're already experiencing brownouts and power blackouts because they're trying to go, let's get into a bit of wind and sun. That's great. Get into all that gear.
But are they still building nuclear bombs and stuff like that, weapons, aren't they?
No, they're doing all sorts of things. But quite simply... I don't know how to put it, but net zero emissions, it doesn't seem to be, unless them, I think India's responsible for 7%, so China's responsible for 28%, India's 7%, USA's 15%. If those three countries don't want to be involved, why do we think we need to be involved?
We've got like only 1% contribution.
You know what's going to be happening, and this is where the latest agitation is, we'll all be driving electric. I'm not letting go of my V8 ute for quite some time.
I'm not letting go of either of my V8s.
Okay. Point one, and did you see, what's the bloke with the big forehead yesterday, Matt Canavan? Did you see what he said?
No.
What it's all really about? They're going to make us vegan. That's what this is all about.
No.
No, they want to cut global meat consumption and they're going, we're looking at you, Australia, and all those farting cows. Get rid of that. They want us to go vegan. So
I will not be giving up my V8, nor will I be giving up my meat, although with the price of beef at the moment.
Might be cheaper,
yeah, good point.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
And the Great Queensland Getaway on now. Visit queensland.com to find out how to fly for $75. Stay for less. Grab a promo code for up to 50% off tours and attractions. Terms and conditions apply.
Marto, it's so nice to see you in the flesh because the last time we spoke on Friday, I was looking at you down a computer screen because I did our show from Rockhampton. Mm. Had to go up there for a business event where they launched a new magazine cover and I was on the front. Mm. But that's beside the point because I left the studio in Rockhampton and I grabbed a quick bite to eat at from a little cafe just around the corner and then I headed off to the airport for my 10:45 a.m. flight.
All your girlfriends, you're having a weekend away with your girlfriends, they're picking you up at the airport on the way through.
My flight gets in at 10 past 12. Yeah. I will be out the door at 12 past 12. I'll see you there. And so they'd sort of coordinated themselves down that end. There was five of us going away together. Yeah. So they'd all packed up into one car and headed north.
What an operation.
Yeah, it was an operation, Marto, and I'll tell you why. Because I didn't arrive into Brisbane until 4:45 because this happened.
A tornado has hit Brisbane, tearing off roofing and sending debris swirling into the sky over the airport. The supercell thunderstorm struck suddenly but moved slowly, hovering over the port of Brisbane and dumping flooding rain and hail.
I was really nearby. It was incredible.
Incredible.
It was extraordinary.
Well,
on Friday
I
morning
nearby.
When I left here.
I was in Rockhampton, Marto.
So that delayed you by 4 hours.
Well, what happened was it might have been a little prelude to that, which was that I was 4 minutes late for check-in and I didn't have any check-in baggage. I just had carry-on. I asked the lady to print off my boarding pass for me because I thought I had checked in the day before when I checked in for my flight to Rockhampton. Yeah. No, couldn't see any sort of check-in for me. And she said, unfortunately, the check-in gate's closed. And I said, it's 3 minutes. Like, I'm three
it's
minutes
Rockhampton.
Late.
Pretty
it's
busy.
Rockhampton. Mm. I can see the boarding Ooh. Gate. Everybody's still sitting in their seats. Just let me on. And she said, no, I'm sorry.
Hold on. Who are you flying? Are you prepared to say who you're flying?
I'm flying with Virgin. And I didn't have any I didn't have any check-in baggage, only carry-on. She then made me weigh my luggage. I was over. I had to pay a $150 fee. I then had to pay extra luggage fee. And then And then my flight was 2 hours later.
I see where the Great Queensland Getaway is on now. They're sponsoring our show. And Virgin, you seem to be holding things up. Like, no, that person.
It was 3 minutes. She said, no, it's 10:18. Oh, now it's 10:19. And I went.
No, that person shouldn't be in tourism.
Yeah, it was
quite
awful.
Simply, that person should not be in tourism because they're discouraging, not encouraging.
I didn't expect, Marto, that my 12 o'clock flight, which was then rebooked, was then going to become a 10 past 3 flight. I sat at Rockhampton Airport from 10:15 to 15:45. You know what you do in Rockhampton Airport?
Get angry.
Nothing. nothing. There's nothing at
I've been
the
there.
I'm sorry.
There's no shopping. There's
well,
nothing.
Well, I just indulged in the bar. There was a few. There was a bar there. I was the only one there by myself.
Are you telling me there weren't blokes there drinking for no
there
reason?
There was eventually after about 11 o'clock, but I was there early at 10:30, and I said to the lady, can I get two of the Archer Collins, which was on the cocktail menu? And she said, I'm sorry, I can only serve you one. And I was like, okay, we're not off to a good start here. So when I come back the second time, I said to the young girl, I said, can I just get two glasses of wine? She said, you look like you need two large ones. And I said, oh, you are my people. I finally found you. I bought headphones so I could watch Netflix, except the headphone jack was the wrong jack to go into my iPhone. So then I had to go back to take them back. She wouldn't take them back because they were already opened. And I said, well, I had to open them to find out they were the wrong ones.
I don't know, picture. I don't want to go through.
So anyway, there I was.
I can't
with
believe
my,
you haven't killed
my
somebody.
$70 headphones by the time I bought the headphones and the adapter to be able to plug in the jack into the iPhone end.
I had to get an adapter.
And my two large glasses of wine. Fine. And I thought, you know what, they're not going to let me on this plane because I'm too intoxicated at some point. Could you imagine?
Imagine if you miss
waiting
the next one.
5 hours. Oh. I walked up to the gate literally with my glass of wine in hand because I wasn't prepared to scull it, of course, because I'm a lady like that, Marto. I walked up to the gate with my bags and my glass of wine and my check-in QR, my code thing, my boarding pass. And she said, unfortunately, you can't take that on the plane. I said, I know. I intend to finish it before I get on. I sculled it. I put it down on the counter. I scanned my barcode and on I got.
Now, this is all terrible for you and not a good time for Rocky. Where were your girlfriends who were supposed to meet you at 10 past 12? Where did they have to go?
Well, I sent them a message and I said, my flight has been delayed. And they said, oh, really? What time? And I said, well, I might have been late. It's my fault. I'm now not leaving till 12 o'clock until this announcement came over.
Sorry to inform you that your flight has been delayed due to weather reasons. We expect you to begin boarding at 1:15 for a 1:35 departure and an arrival into Brisbane of 2:40.
Yeah, 2:40 I'm going to get in now, girls, because it's a 1:15 delay. Then 1:15 became 2:10, 2:10 became 3, and I wasn't arriving in until 4:45. And I said to them, please, go to Noosa without me. I'll meet you up there, because I had my car here at work. I was going to leave it, but I could have got in the car and met them up there. And they said, no, you know, birds of a feather flock together. We're going to stick together. This is our trip. We're doing this. We're going to wait for you. And I was so very, you know, grateful that I have the best girlfriends in the world until they then turned up and said, you owe us 5 hours and $500 each, because that's what we just spent at DFO.
They've gone to DFO.
They're
the real winners
here. Lunch and shopping at DFO. They're like, no, we had a great time. And I'm like, I was stuck in bloody Rockhampton Airport. I had two glasses of wine.
Listen, can we just ask quickly on the back end of that, anyone get involved in, there must have been somebody got hit by that tornado.
Well,
I know it was bad news
horrific.
For you, but it was pretty amazing. 133.53.
Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Triple M.
Would you like to come go-kart racing? This is Kingston Park Raceway. Check out all the latest go-karting party options. In fact, you know, Christmas is coming up. Kingston Park Raceway. Hit kingstonpark.com.au. It's a hell of a day out.
Pick me.
You're already going.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, hold on. We got a few extra bums to go on seats on the starting
grid. We've got to fill the grid, Marto.
All right, can we make it easy this morning? Can we just do, you make car noises? I'll let you decide whether it's a car, a truck, a V8 supercar, an Indy car, or just
that?
That'll do me. If you get through doing that, you'll be lucky, but you'll get a seat. If we answer, if we speak to you on air, you will be sitting in a cart against Renee Grace.
Generally, we give us an example when we ask you to. Oh, there's yours. Okay, I was going to ask you to do one.
All right.
Nice. Okay.
How many gears are in that car? There's a few.
There was six and
one.
I missed two.
333-5-3.
There'll be people with great impersonations of cars. Watch this.
The Big Breakfasts. Racing with Gracie.
That on Wednesday, Margo?
Yeah, two more sleeps, Marto, until we head down to Kingston Park Raceway for a hell of a day out. And very kindly, Renee Gracie, V8. Former V8 supercar driver. She's wanting to get back out on the racetrack. She's been doing some laps out on the go-kart, and so we thought, why not combine the two? Bring her down, take some of our listeners. They love V8 supercars,
great
and there's
challenge.
A gap in the market because there's been no Gold Coast 600. Bathurst being pushed back to December. So motorsport fans are craving some fuel and smoke and rubber burning on the tarmac.
The race that stopped Logan. That's what we're looking at on Wednesday. Brendan from Crestmead. How are you, mate?
Good, mate, yourself.
So you done a bit of karting? You ready to go?
Oh, mate, absolutely.
All right.
Have you been down to Kingston Park Raceway, being from Chris Mead, Brendan?
Kingston Park.
Oh, yeah, he's keen.
Well, he's only around the corner.
Just around the corner.
Right. Now, Brendan, you understand the get in. To get into onto the starting grid, you've got to impersonate a vehicle.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say, because
Brendan, I'm just going to stop you for a second because this is very important and you don't want to miss an opportunity here.
Can't.
Your phone line is terrible. Can you take us off speaker, put the phone up to your ear and speak very clearly because we need you to be able to come along with us for the greatest go-kart race ever to give us your best car impression. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Can you give us a make and model? Is that a what is a Subaru WRX?
That's a
Kenworth.
Oh,
it's a truck.
Okay.
It's a truck.
Oh, that's great.
Can you give us a truck horn?
Oh, that's right. All right, Brendan.
We can't take you just yet. We've got a couple of other people
you're
to
right
get through. We're going to try and pick two of you. Richard from Sheldon. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, that's Richard, bad. That's a are you ready line. To go karting?
What vehicle?
Yeah, absolutely.
What vehicle are we impersonating?
I got a little turbocharged car, so I guess that's probably the way to go.
So the turbo will be kicking in, right?
Are you ready? This could win you a go-karting day with Renee Gracie out at Kingston Park. Richard, on your marks. Get set. Go.
That's unreal.
Again, go on.
Shubaboo, shubaboo. Give it a bit of dose, guys.
Just one
I love
gear.
That.
Just one gear, Richard.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Can you go up into top gear for us?
Hang on to Richard. We've got a couple more to go. Jay from Redland Bay, what car are you doing? What vehicle?
I'll just do a racer.
Righto.
What, V8s or Formula 1?
V8. We'll do a V8.
Get the chicken flag out. Off you go.
That'll do me. Hold on, we got one more. Nelly from Kapalabar, what are you...
That sounded like David Reynolds, you know, when he got a cramp in his leg and he just had to take his foot off the accelerator at Bathurst.
Nelly, hello.
Good morning, how are we?
Hey, Nelly.
Okay, we're keen for you to get into this. What vehicle are you driving?
So I'm going to do a sprint car from the Speedway.
Oh, God. Wow. Yeah, I love them. Yep.
All right. When you're ready.
Okay.
Oh my God, you're
that's
coming.
Incredible.
You just won this.
That could have even been a dirt bike. That could have been anything.
That's
that was
incredible.
Wow. I don't think there's any doubt. Nelly's
are different. Yeah. And what about the turbo? Was it
Richard from Sheldon?
Richard, yeah. Yeah, everyone happy?
They've got to be the two. Sorry, Brendan and Jay, but Richard from Sheldon, Nelly from Kapalabar. You are going to be joining us on Wednesday at Kingston Park Raceway for
Nelly
Racing
take,
with Grace.
Let Nelly take us into the traffic. Give us another one, Nell.
Can I just say, I need Nelly at my margaritas with Margo.
Go
lunch.
On, go
Nelly,
on.
Do you want to come to lunch with me as well?
Oh, she's funny.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
What a champ.
Congratulations. Triple M.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
We're going to get some showers today. 5 to 10 mils, possibly a few storms. Another warm day into the high 20s. Big Breakfast, Marto and Margo.
Oh, plenty happening around the weekend. Marto, you ducked off to Moreton for the weekend. Beautiful over there.
It was wonderful.
Great weather.
A fair few people still going over there, all Aussie adventures.
Plenty of beautiful weather here in southeast Queensland.
Quite
of course, Scorcher was
it
yesterday, wasn't it? Plenty of people down at the beach cooling themselves off. I don't know if you missed it, but Friday there was a tornado.
Yeah.
At the Brisbane airport. Incredible. We are going to talk about it a little bit later.
I got caught in that storm. It was a shocker.
It was incredible. Yeah. Heaps of rain,
Friday
you said.
Friday morning. Lightning everywhere
I was
a Friday
up in
morning.
Noosa, Marto, over the weekend. It was beautiful up there. It was incredible.
Say it properly.
Thank
you.
Auction frenzies over the weekend. There was vaxathons at the school. Anastasia was out spreading the good word. Yeah. Plenty of happening. 50 years celebration of SeaWorld.
Oh, was it?
Wow. Yeah, celebrated
how did
their
they
birthday.
Do that?
Happy birthday, SeaWorld.
Did they get every bloke that over the years has claimed to be a dolphin trainer involved and to make them apologise?
Well, it started out as a water ski park. Do you remember?
A cable ski, was it?
Was it like a water ski, cable ski park, and then it sort of eventually graduated. And then a couple of blokes I went to school with that were in the jet ski show.
Yeah.
Just missed my calling by a few years. Fuel's still up, Marto. If you can, hold off. We'll try and keep a watch out, obviously. Free Fuel Friday. Yeah, we're still doing that this Friday.
Free Fuel Thursday, perhaps.
Thursday, yes. Okay. Yeah. Jamie, you went up to Toowoomba.
Delightful.
Beautiful up there. There's plenty happening around the place over the weekend. But I heard this on the news. Plenty of stuff happening in Ipswich.
Police were called to what was being described as a violent disturbance on Addison Road in Kamira around 8.15 last night. They arrived. Neighbours said it was out of control. There was lots of yelling, lots of screaming, with around 10 people involved in the altercation.
So just your typical Sunday night, typical weekend out and about. Everybody was out and about doing stuff. It was great.
It's the Hoodoo Gurus. The right time. This is Triple M, the Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo. It's 10 past six and spots are nearly taken. They're nearly full to go racing with Gracie, Renee Gracie at 7.50 this morning. Another chance to go go-karting with a Big Breakfast this Wednesday at Kingston Park. It's 10 past six.
Marto, you were over at Moreton Island on the weekend, but you left your burner phone here, thank goodness.
Yes, I know.
Because we've got the best of the burner, and there's some lawn chat here, which I thought might get you excited to kick off with. Yeah. Mark at Carindale said, hey, guys, I know you love your lawn chat. Well, Marto does anyway. But how do I handle this one? New neighbour moved in about 4 months ago, and I swear they haven't mowed their grass since.
Jesus.
I'm the bloke who's out there every day plucking the weeds with tweezers and mowing twice a week. Is it okay for me to jump the fence and do it for them?
Poor old Mark thinks these people are taking a piss out of him, doesn't he? He takes tremendous pride, and then there's these disgraces next door.
They might work really, really hard, and there might be a rental. They might not really give a crap about the lawn or what it looks like. And if you're lawn proud, Mark, I say organise Jim's mowing to go and do it for them.
What, pay for...
Maybe a little welcome to the neighbourhood gift. Hey, just notice that you've been a little bit busy, haven't had time to shape up the lawn. $50, $60. I don't know what Jim's mowing costs this day and how big the lawn is, but maybe pay for them to get it mowed.
But you read in between the lines there, did you? Is it okay for me to jump the fence and do it for them? Question mark. Mark, he just needs to do up a piece of paper. Make it look semi-professional, like a pamphlet. Mark's mowing, cheap, first time free.
Yeah,
and
Get one of the kids. I'm doing lawn mowing in the neighbourhood.
But Mark only wants one client. He just wants to get that place next door. Well, the other thing is, they're obviously running a meth lab there. This is what happens out in the burbs. They rent the house and they set up all their equipment and they only pop in to, how do you get your meth, whatever happens after that.
Actually, did you hear about that $70,000 drug bust in Cornubia?
No.
I drove past the house last night. The girls in the neighbourhood. The lawn wasn't mowed.
Exactly. There you go.
Exactly. Good luck, Mark. What about this? Smelliest smell you've ever smelt.
Smelliest smell you've ever smelt.
Rachel's on board from Redland Bay. Hey, guys, I made a rookie error. I left a bag of bait in my car for a couple of days. I left pilchards in the back of my ute, thankfully, all weekend. Just one. And just that last one you don't throw in. Anyway.
Smelliest car you've ever smelt.
Thank you. And the smell is enough to make me vomit. Is there any tricks on how to get rid of it?
Burn it. The whole car.
The whole car.
Yep.
Like an insurance job. Just go out to the back of Polara.
Just get rid of it.
Okay. Just over a couple of bits of bait. I had a list here. Charcoal, baking soda, vinegar. You're saying just a liter of fuel.
Just light that bad boy up.
Okay. No worries, Rachel. Only too happy to help.
We've got a text from an anonymous. He's talking about best man woes. He said, I've been asked to be the best man by a bloke that I haven't seen for 5 years and who I feel like I don't know that well. Well, at least not well enough to be his best man. Is it rude to say no?
She's awkward.
Well, maybe he considers you more of a friend than you him, perhaps. But, you know, time never, you know. Sometimes there's just friends that you pick up with and you just move on like you've never left.
No, it doesn't sound like that.
I was trying. Oh, maybe just say you're unavailable.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I've got another
wedding. Moved on. You've got a new best friend.
Yeah. Yeah, let that one go. That sends jingles down my...
Been a best man?
No. Never been the best man, no.
Groomsman, though.
Groomsman, yeah.
I've only ever been a bridesmaid once.
I don't want to be best friends. Yeah.
Twice.
Too many friends.
Twice.
It's a worry if you got too many. If you've done it five or six times, you're a bit unsettled, I think.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride. What about toads? Do you want to talk toads?
Yeah, Terry at Hillcrest. As if looking overhead for swooping magpie wasn't enough to get you jittery when outdoors. I know what you mean, Tez. It appears magpies are gone now too. They've stopped attacking.
On.
It appears that cane toads are back for another year. Of course they are. They must have been mating like madmen. There's hundreds of them around Logan. Any tips on how to get rid of them without torturing them?
No, just let them go. They're not hurting anyone.
What?
Bit of salt.
Salt.
Yeah.
I've never
freezer.
Had... Yeah, I know.
Boiling
freezes. That's the animal nice cruelty. One.
But no, just let them go. They're part of the ecosystem. Yeah. Just let them be free.
Yeah. Now listen,
I don't know.
Terry, you and I both know. Four.
Marto's burner phone. 0484 10 1045.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Oh, Marto, our Aussie golden girl, Ash Barty. We haven't heard or seen from her in a while because she's been on tour, obviously, playing tennis.
She left in February and only just got back.
Gone for like 10 months or something.
Yeah.
And obviously went to the Olympics. She won Wimbledon, competed at the French Open, the US Open, all that sort of stuff. But she's back home and she's just down the road.
More than 2,000 fans battling the Queensland heat to party with Barty.
She's down at Everton Park at the new Rebel Sport that they've got there.
Oh, in the old Masters building. They moved in there, Rebel.
Yeah, they had 2,000 people line up to see her.
Pretty impressive. Did she hit any tennis balls? Because down the side alley, there was all these basketball courts. You can actually grab one of the balls and go outside, which is what kids love.
Yeah, well, the fans were super excited to meet her, boys and girls alike. Yeah.
My excitement is through the roof. I just started to cry because I couldn't believe it. But I just love watching her.
Yeah, she's such a beautiful young woman, Ash Barty, and she just gives hope to young tennis players and young sportsmen and women all over, you know, Australia.
Those kids sounded like they're ready to play tennis.
They're ready.
I spent a lifetime, my younger lifetime, playing tennis.
I know you did.
They're the people who you hang around with at tennis.
Yeah, and Ash Barty was just as excited to see them.
To be able to have an opportunity to come together like this and share this with everyone is really exciting.
Now, Marto, you asked if she had a hit with any of the kids, and they were given the opportunity to have a hit because, of course, she's got a tennis racket to promote.
The event promoting her new racket created with Head, with some youngsters even getting the chance to go up against the best in the world, giving her a run for her money.
What a moment if you're a kid having a hit
incredible.
Against Ash Barty.
They've got a little half court and tennis court out the back there. They've got a basketball court. They got all sorts of stuff down there. Apparently it's really great. Go check it out. But, they got the opportunity not just to meet her but to have a bit of a hit of tennis with her, which was pretty incredible because she has. She's been really, really busy. And, you know, when you come home from being overseas and travelling, all you want to do is relax. But, of course, the media were there and they had lots of questions to ask her, particularly about what she's going to be doing now that she's home. And she's going to be resting. She's not got, what's the next tournament that's coming up?
Australian Open, I think. Oh, there'll be a little warm-up one here in Brizzy.
She's not going to do that. She's going to take the rest of 2021 off.
She's going to do the Brisbane International at the end of the, you know, that's at the start, like December, January.
Yeah, she's doing the Australian Open at the beginning of next year. Oh. So she's going to take some time off, enjoy some family and friends. But there is a little bit of controversy and uncertainty around the Australian Open, of course, because there's players like Novak Djokovic and others that don't want to get vaccinated.
For the time being, we're still waiting on to see what the details are around the Australian Open. So at the moment, it's probably a lot of speculation.
But I can tell you in breaking news, my sources have told me that in an email that was sent to all the players, they are going to allow unvaccinated players to play. So it all should go ahead. You heard it here first.
I didn't know that bit.
Okay. I am the anti-vax whisperer, Marto.
Right.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
If you missed last night's cricket action, catch up with KO Mini's ICC T20 Cricket World Cup condensed match highlights. If you're new to KO, please start your free trial today. Go on.
Glad you mentioned that because I want to talk about the cricket because a lot of people don't, you know, the weekend just buzzes by with social activities or work and everything else and you go, I wonder what happened at the T20. Well, if you don't know, Australia beat South Africa with two balls to spare, fairly scratchy effort, but we got there. That's tickety-tick part one.
Dave Warner just sticking it to the South Africans?
Nah, he only scored a dozen or maybe 14 or so. We're only chasing 120,
no
but don't
sandpaper.
Worry. No sandpaper.
No,
none of that. Okay. England thrashed the West Indies. West Indies only made about 57, so that was a piece of piss. The big one I do want to talk about, there's a couple of big clashes. Bangladesh against Sri Lanka. On paper, you'd go, oh, I don't know much about either of them. Bangladesh, the most flooded place in the world. Sri Lankans, they always seem very friendly, et cetera, don't they? Big stink on after the game. Well, during the game, one of the batsmen for Bangladesh got out. There was, as happens, Margo, fast bowlers get a bit excited. Cop that one. Get that
out.
That's how cricketers talk. And then the batsman said, listen, mate, I've got a bat. shut up. And the other one didn't shut. And then it was, they actually.
Oh, you hit him with the bat?
No, there was an approach to hit with a bat. There was maybe fists. Both players should be suspended for 3 weeks. But it's not like the Bangladeshis and Sri Lankans to fire up like that.
It's not cricket, no.
You don't see them fight
normally
that
often. Normally you say the crowds do that, you know?
Exactly. And normally you'd say, because I had a look. I Googled, do Bangladeshis hate Sri Lankans? Do Sri Lankans hate Bangladeshis? None of that. There's been no long-term national fire-ups at all.
A little bit of friendly fire, perhaps?
Nah. Well, it happened. So push beside it. But the big one, India-Pakistan. And we all know how much they hate each other.
Why?
Oh, because where do I go? 1947.
Oh, no, it's Britain decided it's all right.
Nuclear weapons.
Yeah, Britain declared independence. But the thing was, they left, they walked out and just said, oh, you guys can sort all that out. And India and Pakistan have been fighting ever since. A lot of it's got to do with the foothills of the Himalayas and stuff like that. Could take me hours if I tried to explain.
Okay.
The best book you could read on it is, I think it's called Shooting for a Century. So there's cricket overtones.
Plus, I'll add it to my
list. They've been shooting at each other. They hate each other. Okay.
I haven't read my husband's book. Lot likely to read that one either.
I don't think you are.
So who won? Pakistan or India?
Pakistan beat India by 10 wickets. So if you've got Indians in your life, which we all have here, there and everywhere, they're not going to be happy today. So you're going to get, Indians are never rude. Would that be correct? Today's the day. They are going to be rude, nasty.
Maybe we should check in with Sid from Kenmore and do a bit of a health check.
Sid's our major Indian correspondent. The producer said, do you want to ring Sid? I said, no, he'll be upset. He'll be hating Pakistani. So just be edgy around Indians today. Yeah. So. Actually, no, don't. Just say, how's the cricket going?
that's unlucky.
Any Indian you see. Go Pakistan.
The Big Breakfast. Weekdays when you wake up on 104.5 Brisbane's Triple M.
Was it Thursday or Friday we had somebody ring up and have a chat about it? There was a young man with an old man's name.
Yeah, it was last Friday. A young man called in 1353 to talk about, I can't remember what we were talking about, but his name was Greg. And you said, hang on a second, you sound relatively young. How old are you? Are you a young Greg? And he said, yeah, I'm 28. Mm. And you said, you'd have to be the youngest Greg I know.
Unless there were some Gregs that were caused by Greg Inglis' heroics.
Well, Greg Inglis would be in his 30s at least, mid-30s.
No, if his heroics occurred 25 years ago, there's some six-year-old Gregs around, I've got no doubt. Because on the weekend, I was listening to the radio and someone rang up and they were talking about a kid who was 4. Mm. His name was Roger.
Roger.
And Kath just looked at me and I said, actually, we were going to run a segment, that segment that we often run, and now if there's a 4-year-old Roger around, this is possible. Young man with an old man's name. We've done it before, and there's nothing to say there's not a 14-year-old Norman out there somewhere.
Well, normally we would say who is the pinnacle of the Gregs. So the Gregs would be Greg Norman, yes.
And
who
then
would
passed
be,
on the mantle to Greg Inglis.
Who would be that for the Rogers?
Roger. Jeez, that's a question. Roger Federer, right. Yeah. So therefore, he's had heroics in the last 4 years. That's why someone has had a baby the day after the Swiss ace has won a tournament. They've gone, wow, I love his style and grace and power. I'm going to name this young fella Roger. Yeah. Young man with an old man's name. Can we do the other one as well? Can we combine the two of them? Because I worry
like to discriminate here at the Big Breakfast because we're all about equality, Marto.
We're running out of 7-year-old Normans, of course. So let's do this as well. Young woman with an
old woman's name. My girlfriend has 2 daughters, 3 and 5, Sadie and Olive.
Oh, wow.
Both very old traditional names, I would say. But, yeah, 3-year-old Olive and a 5-year-old Sadie.
There's a 9-year-old Edith. Give us a year, 133353. You know what to do.
Ray.
Hello.
Hey, mate. How are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
Yeah, good. Right. What's happening out in Jim Boomba? Are people calling their little children old people's names?
A mate of mine got his young fella. His name is Percy. He's 7.
He's what? Did you say 7? 7-year-old purse.
7, yeah, 7 or 8.
Percy. Does he get purse for short, or what does he get?
No.
P-Dog.
He gets Percy, yeah. It's after his misso's grandfather's name.
Well, and this is what happens. Generally sentimental, isn't it, right?
This
I mean, you're not
happens.
Calling a kid Percy for...
It's an inheritance chase. It's a blatant inheritance chase. That's what this is, the 7-year-old Percy.
Absolutely.
Look, Granddad, with $2 million, well, look what we called our son. Same name as you.
7-year-old Percy, that definitely qualifies, Marto, don't you think? What about you, Robin, from Currabee? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Robin.
How old, Rob? How old are these children or child you're talking about?
13 and 12.
Oh, yeah, okay. And names?
George and Fred.
George, I get, because that's a relatively European name as well. So we've got friends who are Lebanese and Italian. They've got little Georges.
Yeah.
But Fred, that's an old one. I haven't seen a young Fred. How old is Fred, the 12 or 13?
12.
Who's
the number one? You can get included in this, Robert.
Frederick? Is Fred, what's Fred short for?
It's
Frederick.
But yeah, Frederick.
She called him Fred.
Just Fred.
Now, who's the worldwide leader of Freds?
Freddie Mercury.
Fred Fittler.
Yeah.
Flintstone.
Oh, Fred Flintstone.
Flintstone, that's the last.
But Freddie Fittler, his actual name is Brad. That was just his nickname,
Adolf.
Wasn't it?
A lot of people call him Adolf. Now, listen, Marie from Ormo, my 14-year-old nephew is named Albert.
Oh, that's cute. Little Albie.
This is good.
Tracy from Wynnum. What have you got, a young old person?
I've got a friend of mine with a 4-year-old Bruce.
Oh, that is the best.
And that wasn't an inheritance, Chase. Yeah. That was, because they thought that it was a tough name.
Bruce Lee,
Bruce Willis, even Bruce the Shark.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne.
Bruce the Highway, it's tough to get down.
Hey, Tracy, got a $100 voucher to Ghost Tours Australia. Get spooked this Halloween weekend with Ghost Tours Australia.
Oh.
Save 15% using the code SPOOKY when you book. Okay, congratulations.
Can I invite Tracy to Margaritas with Margo?
Oh, that as well, absolutely.
Do you want to come to lunch with me, Tracy?
I would love to come to lunch with you, Margo. Yeah. I am also a mother of four.
Amazing.
So,
we can talk about how feral our children are together, Tracy. How does that sound?
Tracy. Tracy, you've got a good vibe about you. Can you go through the names of your kids just to see whether you're
qualified?
I actually went last names. I went Lawson.
Yes.
Mackenzie.
Yes.
Cassidy. Wow. And Hunter.
Oh,
they're cool
names.
They're memorable.
I love them. We're going to get along great, Tracy. I'll see you at Margaritas with Margo. How does that sound?
Nice.
That sounds wonderful.
All right.
We go one more?
Matt from Burpengary, you're not coming to Margaritas with Margo, but tell us, do you have a young person with an old person's name?
Hi, guys, my 3-year-old daughter's name is Hazel.
It is beautiful.
That is a nice name.
Hazel.
Who's the most famous Hazel in the world?
That's Noni Hazel.
Hazel Hurst, you idiot.
Hazel.
Matt, who's the most famous Hazel?
And my son, my 2-year-old son, his name is Denzel.
Washington.
Like Denzel. Is it Denzel or Denzel?
It's Denzel with an I.
Is that named after something?
Yeah, my grandfather. It's an old English name.
Yes. Okay. And what about Hazel? Were you inspired by Hazel?
Yeah, I had a great auntie, Hazel.
How does your wife feel about you getting to name both of your children after members of your family and not hers?
She picked Hazel.
Yeah.
Because of her relatives, and it just happened to work out for me as well.
Oh, beautiful.
May they get a lot of money when those old Hazels and Denzels die.
Good on you, Matt. It's the Big Breakfast at Triple M.
The Triple M Big Breakfast Catch-Up Podcast for the Great Queensland Getaway, where you can fly for $75, stay for less, and do more. Be quick. These incredible deals end October 31 or until sold out. Visit queensland.com for all the details.